What are you?
Hey. Wait, listen. I know what this looks like, and I know it's probably not the best moment to have walked in on, but nothing was happening, really. We were just in here talking for a bit, and things just kind of happened, you know? Not that it was anything more than like a kiss, but...
Really? Because it seemed like a lot more than just a kiss. I don't think something as innocent as that would have started with you two having your hands all over each other.
Is that what it looked like? I swear it was just like a gentle touch that people normally do when they kiss. It didn't really look that bad to think we might have been doing something more, does it? Because I swear it was just a kiss.
Is that your lipstick on their neck?
Maybe.
Doesn't really look like it was the right day to wear that to a party, was it? Especially not one that I invited you to.
And I'm really glad that you did invite me, which is why I'll admit that it may have been 2 or 3 kisses.
I think you should probably leave before you make this worse for yourself.
I know it probably isn't my place right now for me to say much, but if you could at least just give me a few seconds to explain the whole situation, then I...
No. No, actually. I think it would be smarter to get the hell out of my eyesight before I drag you out of here by the back of your mangy ponytail.
I...
The way I handle things is none of your business. She's supposed to be a friend of mine that I told before not to make out with random people. Which doesn't seem to have worked by the looks of it. Yeah, she likes to go around from one person to the next, so you should probably stay away from her if you know what's good for you. In fact, what even is your relationship with her? How do you not know? Do you even actually like her that way? You're unbelievable. So are you just gonna take any girl up to a bedroom and make out with her? Or was this just a one-time hookup with some random stranger? I don't really have the patience for you to use that line back at me. I have business with what my friends are and aren't doing to the people around me. Especially when two people I know start sucking face in someone else's house. What are you going to do next? Make out with my sibling? Go on a date with my ex? Is this funny to you? Or are you trying to crack jokes to get under my skin? Because you're already at that point with me, so I wouldn't push your luck if I were you. You... I can't tell you what you did wrong, okay? And it's mostly what my friend did wrong than anything. You're just here for the aftermath. I don't care whether or not it's fair. I'm still mad at you. Because I can be. God, do you ever stop asking questions? You're a lot quieter in class, so maybe you should go back to that. Do you really not have feelings for her? Then which one of you started it? Okay, so if you were the one that started talking to her, then I can assume that she was the one that initiated whatever this was. And was that before or after you made it to the bedroom? Then what brought you in here to begin with? Don't look at me like that. I need to know the details. Because she's my friend and I need to look out for her. That's it. Yeah, well, if you understood anything, then my reaction would have made sense. But you don't understand, which is why I need you to tell me more details about what happened so I can. You don't need to understand, so just tell me, what happened? Why were you two in here? Did he just break up with her at this party? Of course he did. And of course she did this to herself. I told her before that she has terrible taste most of the time. And ends up, like, latching on to people. She probably initiated this because she was so desperate and you were right there in front of her. Figures she'd do something like that. I'm not saying you're in terrible taste. I'm just saying that you can see why this happened when her last relationship blew up. Like, I knew it would. And now that she's single, she chose to jump onto the first person she could, even if it would upset me. Nothing. It's nothing. I don't owe you any kind of explanation. She's the one that owes me when I find her again. But if she's smart, then she would have left this party already before I have a chance to get to her. No, this is not how I treat all of my friends. Just the ones that are annoying enough to do whatever they want. It gets on my nerves. And it went too far this time. Can you stop? Because I told her that you were mine. And she knew that very clearly. And yet she still chose to come up here and make out with you like it meant nothing. Oh, she already knew. But she chose her own desperation over me. It means what it means. Not that you're mine yet, but that you were mine to... I don't know. She should have known you were off limits. I told her that you were off limits. Of course I like you. Are you that stupid? Did you really think that all that time we spent together between classes was because I hated being around you? Do you think I called you all of those names because I didn't want to talk to you? Because obviously someone that hated you would have done something almost every day to get your attention. Yeah, well, it's the only way I know how to. And it was the only way my friends grew to respect me by. Because they knew I could do what I wanted with you and get away with it. But that's also why I told them that you're mine and not theirs. Because my friend had already tried once on you before, and I had to tell her off about it, which I guess didn't work well enough. I don't know. It'll probably take a while for her to gain my trust again, but we can probably still be friends if she's willing to make up for it, which might take a lot, considering how much of a pain it is that I have to see her lipstick every time I look at you. Yeah, Well, I guess that doesn't really matter anymore. She's already gone, so even if you did have feelings for her, then she'd be hard to track down. I wouldn't be able to stop you. But she might lose a friend for making a move on you in the first place. What are you sorry for? It's not like you knew anything about this. I didn't really make it that obvious, even though the signs were there. She's the one that knew this entire time, but made her own choice regardless. You were just an adorable, innocent dove, I guess. Oh, shut up. Don't get too in your head about it. I'm still mad at you, too, for making out with my friend. And at some random party, no less. Hooking up in a place like this, really? Is that the kind of relationship you're looking for? Well, you should probably start acting like it. Because this isn't something you go and do if you want a real connection. You need to actually put in a bit of work with someone. What the hell is that about? You don't need to come out and tell me that you like me so randomly. I know what I said, but it's because you were pestering me. Well, I guess that's fine if that's what you were going for. But looking for something real isn't the same as confessing because someone confessed to you first. That's just called settling, not working. Are you actually serious about liking me? And this isn't like some joke to get back at me for everything I've done? Well, good, because I'm probably in love with you, or whatever. I'm not going to repeat myself. So next time you should probably be paying more attention to what I'm saying. If you heard it, then why would you ask? And why would you repeat it? You better drop it. Oh, so you really want to test me, don't you? You want to see how this ends? Good. No, I'm not going to tell you again. Keep that devious little smirk off of your face, or this is exactly what you aren't going to get. Am I clear? I better be. Now, you stay here for a bit, and I'm going to go back out to the party. I don't want people to suspect anything if we walk out of here together. Because I don't want people knowing just yet. I want it to be done my way, and I'm not gonna let anyone else ruin it. Not even you. So stay put. I'll be back in 20.